Today's devotion for day 41, Monday, March 26, 2018, was written by April LaValle. Our scripture comes from Matthew 21, verses 12 through 17. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. The leading priests and the teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the children in the temple shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David." But the leaders were indignant. They asked Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," Jesus replied. "Haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say you have taught children and infants to give you praise." Then he returned to Bethany, where he stayed overnight. I was struggling to find the perfect devotion for this year. My life was finally in a place that I never thought it would be, settled. So I looked at what happened on the first day of Holy Week, which is the day I had chosen. On that day, Jesus cleared the temple again of all that shouldn't have been there. For many years, my husband and I moved with the military, and while moving, we searched for a church home. Having little luck, we admittedly bounced around a lot. Only after living in Texas for a bit and my girls getting invited to First Colleen by a friend did we find this church home. We were hesitant at first, but our girls were so comfortable here, we finally jumped in. We feel First Colleen is a place where Jesus wouldn't turn over the tables. Well, just over 6 years later, here I am with an amazing church family, and our family has planted roots right here in Colleen. Our prayer for today, loving Father, thank you for giving us a home. Thank you for clearing out all the negative things and showing us how to stand up for what is good and holy. Amen.